This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Power has gone to your head.
Yeah, it really has. I don't know what's going on. It's a new thing we're doing on the show. We call it News or Nope, where we tackle the headlines that we never tackle. Like this show, it's more often than not about TX hair or his shoes or his kids. It's like TX. I mean, it's just...
What an annoying time.
It's constant. Can you tell that right now Aaron and TX are in a competition during News or Nope? And Aaron's suddenly anti-hack?
Let's have a conversation about the name of the show then. Maybe if it's all me.
I never wanted it to be called The Slacker Show.
Well, I was never even offered.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, clearly.
I was told our names would be in the other order.
Wait, is there an order?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so you, like, I never, it's like Slacker Show, and then what does it say?
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron. Which, in all honesty, I could not care.
Oh, my God. We'll get that taken off of there as soon as humanly possible.
Oh, damn it.
Featuring?
Yeah.
It says, like, you guys are featured on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you featured?
I don't know.
We could go away at any point, I guess, is what
this is a great point.
We're not on the whole album, just this one song.
You're the hired guns? Okay.
Yeah.
So, the way this works... We're gonna talk about the stories that like aren't about T-Hack, aren't about Aaron, aren't about me. These are like news stories, but because I feel like I've been doing this for so long, I'm a pretty good judge of what people want to hear.
Okay.
So I either say news and we get to hear the rest of your story, or I say nope and we move on. And at the end of a couple rounds, we figure out which one of you is better picking out. This is eventually going to determine the permanent person.
Oh no. Okay.
Who gets left on the featured thing. And then the other one of you gets to be also appearing.
Okay. Featuring. You know, blank, like, right, also appearing.
Also appearing. If you ever, like, you go to a lot of concerts, Aaron.
Yeah.
Like when you go to a festival, don't you just love, it's like whoever is at the top,
oh,
it's like
big font,
Hozier,
bold.
Like the biggest, like 72 point font. Mm-hmm. And by the end, it's like an eye test.
Yes.
It's like whoever loses this thing enough times becomes the fine print.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on some of those flyers before.
Have you really? Oh, it's like, also, check.
You're not going to check. Sure. Yeah. One of those little ones.
Oh, and it's like a huge festival, but then they just have you warming up with some jazz. You know, like jizz? Okay, so it's news or nope.
Mm-hmm.
I believe because Aaron took my side against you, she gets to go first today.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right, well, I have another reason you need to get to the airport earlier than you think.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I want to say nope to this really hard because I have lobbied against you. I think...
Yes.
You have a huge problem with getting to the airport early.
Yes.
It's an obsession.
It's not a problem.
Well,
it's logical.
But if you...
But you cut it close. I think, like, you're on the opposite
end. I do one of two things. So I either go real early and go just chill in the Amex lounge. Because it's like...
Mm. Yeah.
And you just sit there. Or, why do you want to be standing there in the Southwest area just waiting for them to call C-47? Like, no.
Well, you can get food and stuff. Like, the regular rules don't apply.
Do you want overpriced food?
Well, I mean, you got to be... you want to know that you're... at the right gate. You want to know that your flight's on time.
You've got everything charging.
Mm-hmm. Charge everything before you leave. Okay.
I do both.
I'm gonna say news on this one because we've talked about it long enough. What's another reason?
So you have to get to the airport earlier because of TSA, but it's not TSA's fault. The new trend.
Oh God, I saw this.
Is that Gen Z are taking photos of their security trays?
Why? It's the same people are doing their fridge.
Yeah, it's just that aesthetic picture to post.
Mm. So it's like their slides are perfect, and
next
then they're
to
like
their sunglasses. Yes. Yep. And yeah,
I've taken that photo before, definitely with my sneakers in the bin. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are you, dude?
What?
Get TSA pre, fool.
Why?
You don't have to take your shoes off.
But I kind of.
He wants the picture.
Yeah. I've had the security guys ask me about my shoes before, like a couple times. Well,
okay.
Sorry, I'm friendly.
I just want you to know, that's a great one, Aaron. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Almost no matter what you say right now is going to be a nope. You better be one charming.
I'm fitting in with the trends.
No.
With the young people.
I have to imagine that even the TSA people are like,
oh, they're so annoyed.
Knock it off.
They're just trying to do their job.
If you're arranging your, like, you got to just shove, shove, go. Mm.
I've been complimented for how organized and like ready I am.
Because you're 6 hours before your flight.
I've also, someone has commented on that. They're like, do you know how early you are? I'm like, yeah.
Do you know how big of a loser you are?
Like, yes, I am.
I'm
going
to my
gate. Your
flight's not until next week. Okay, Hack, what do you got?
This is not going to go well. There's a new diet out there trying to lose some weight. Skip the semi-glutides. Instead, try the sardine fast. That's gaining some popularity of eating only sardines.
Nope.
No.
That, I mean, I can already tell it's just like eat crappy food so you don't eat at all. That's stupid.
Okay.
I think you're feeling like I'm targeting you today, but I'm not. I genuinely want you to pull this out and eke out a tie.
Okay.
If it's at all possible.
Okay.
Go ahead, Aaron.
If your workplace environment is rough, I have just the cure. It turns out that dogs in the workplace are great for business. Yeah. They help bring a positive change to the work environment.
Nope.
We've got Tater here.
Hey, I said nope. You got to
follow. Are you going to say nope to Tater?
Ooh, no. Wow. I'm just saying this is fluff. Like, we are a hard news station, Aaron. We don't need
the
fluff pieces about dogs and okay. No, I mean, that's just so okay. It's a nope for me. I'm sorry.
But a positive change? Yeah.
Are you on her side or you're trying to, like right now, she's up 1-0 and this is your only shot at tying it.
All right, I'll hit it here. So the average parent actually spends more time on all their devices than their kids do. Most parents, they found that 80% of parents have 3 or more electronics and they spend about 5 hours a day, where the kids only spend 4 hours a day and they only have 2 devices. So parents are really the real culprits, but I think it's a little unfair. Because your kid goes to school, right? They can't have a device. Like, the parents have your device all day. That's all. And then the kids go to bed, and then the parents are on the devices at night, too. So it's like, I don't know that it's fair to all the parents who are texting in on their devices.
He's just trying to talk fast so I can't get a word in edgewise. Do you know what word I want to say right now?
Go ahead.
Nope!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.